Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. The first time I met this gentleman, he had just been hired. And like all good business meetings, it's usually over a bottle of wine, a little bit of pasta, heading down to the Calderon Club, seeing our buddy Gino. And Gino walks over to me and says, "Hey, you know that guy?" And I said, "Oh, it's Darvin Ham." And yeah, next to him is Coach Budenholzer, so we had a chance to say hello. And on that night, if he remembers, they had the downtown naked bike ride that everybody came by on their bikes. Coach Budenholzer now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Do you remember that night?
Well, until the very end, you brought it home hard late, and I very much remember the naked bike ride through Milwaukee. The rest is, I've been to Calderon so many times, been with Darvin so many times, and met so many great people there. The rest was a little shaky, but I remember that night.
Yeah, that was, my wife and I were having dinner, and I said, we're going to leave Coach alone, don't worry about it. And the next thing you know, the naked bike ride flies by, and you're over there talking to us, and we're all sharing wine and hanging out, and that was the beginning of the friendship. So how you been?
I've been great, thank you.
By the way, I just got a text from your boy Gino, who said he's sorry he kept you up so late last night.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. When he keeps you up late, you got good food and good wine, and he does it, I think, for everybody in the league. I say every visiting team and the referees, and like the NBA mafia is for sure going to Calderon's after every game.
No doubt about it. Hey, first of all, congratulations on the season. I got to ask you right out of the chute, when you came in and you got a chance to kind of see the pieces that were being put in place and you got to know the personality of the team, did you see this kind of potential at the beginning of the season?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were all really, optimistic and positive, and for myself to, have the good fortune to be, selected, hired as the coach of the team, we were really, really positive. But, I think to be where we are and have had this success is, probably even more than any of us expected or anticipated. But we certainly did see a ton of potential with, the way the roster was constructed at that time. And then, in the summer, I think John Horst just did a phenomenal job by, adding Brooke Lopez, drafting Dante, adding Connington. You could just keep going down the list of how we built the roster, the trade for Miritich, the trade for George Hill. So I think with what John's done, on his side of the equation and the players, it's just everything's come together really, really well.
With the recent injuries to Miritich and Brogdon, how big of an adjustment or small of an adjustment has it been for you to get maybe a different rotation or just a different feel for how you're going to play the game?
Yeah, it's certainly, not easy, or, we are a little bit creatures of habit, and, we love to kind of, we have the things we like to do and the discipline we like to approach the game with, and, we had been so healthy in that starting five. It just, it's like every night you could bank on it. We're certainly going to miss Malcolm, but, I think the team understands this is part of sports. This is part of the NBA. And, we've had a rash of injuries kind of right after it too. So figuring out, who's starting, not starting, how much people are playing, not playing. It gives me something to do on game days.
With Giannis and the management of pain management of the ankle and the knees, let me ask you this: longevity wise, is there any should fans be concerned about the longevity of Giannis because of some of the knee issues that he's had, or is this just all precautionary stuff?
Yeah, no, I think it's precautionary is certainly a word that is applicable, and I think, there's kind of normal wear and tear on an NBA player and on the NBA body and knees and all those things. And it's why it's so important that you are, precautionary, and you are, I would say, aggressively cautious and taking care of their bodies so that, they can play, a 20-year career. Wouldn't it be great for all of us in Milwaukee to watch Giannis play for 20 years? So, I think there's nothing, from our end that says it's not just going to be this long, amazing career. And, we want to do everything we can to ensure that that happens. And, you know, it's kind of what you see throughout the year.
Talking with Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So now, between now and the remainder of the season, how tough is it a management game of, you know, obviously having guys play and still, you know, stacking wins and success to managing guys to rest them up for the postseason?
Yeah, no, there's certainly a balance that, you know, most teams or, you know, particularly, you know, I think we still got a little bit more work to do to kind of, you know, close out and, you know, have the first seed and all those good things. But, you know, being healthy is our number one priority. So that's more important than a number one seed, more important than anything else. So, you know, but there is, you know, players have to play. They have to feel like they're in, you know, a good place, you know, both collectively and individually going into the playoffs. And you want to be playing well. So, you know, fortunately, I guess I've been around the league for a long time. You know, a lot of it as an assistant, now a few years as a head coach. And hopefully through all that experience and our players, you know, conversations and engaging them on, you know, how they feel and what they think they need and just balancing that with, you know, my experience and the staff's experience, we'll make decisions that, you know, hopefully put us in the best position to be successful in the playoffs.
With the success that you've had this season, and I'll be honest with you, I think you're a lock for Coach of the Year. And statistically speaking, you go through the ESPN channels.
Gino made you say that, probably.
What's that?
Gino made you say that.
Gino's texting me while we're talking, by the way, just so you know. He is. He's listening. He says, man, I can't believe I kept him and his family up so late.
He's my agent for Coach of the Year.
But with all the statistics that are out there and the way you've had this success, how much, if there's any one or two things you can say that I got this either from myself or maybe from a guy like Coach Pop, is there something there that you said, philosophically speaking, coming into this situation, this is the way I need to conduct myself or to conduct this team?
Well, God, I mean, there's so many things, you know, after being in San Antonio for 19 years and being around Coach Pop and Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker and all these, you know, David Robinson and Sean Elliott and Avery Johnson, all these great players. But, you know, I would say they always, I think, really wanted to have the identity and really kind of people understand that we wanted to be great defensively. And I just felt like the roster here in Milwaukee, they had so much individual talent defensively. And could we kind of, you know, turn that loose or unlock it and really, you know, put our stamp on the game defensively night after night after night and be one of the top defensive teams? And I would say, you know, that is a staple of a lot of good programs, but certainly Coach Pop. And but then, you know, the other balance of that is you can't just be a defensive team. It's not football, and I don't even think it works in football. You know, it's like I think you got to be great on both sides of the ball. We got to be efficient offensively. We've got to be, you know, I think we wanted to play faster. And, you know, so it's I guess, you know, a lot of the simplistic stuff is probably what you take. You know, a lot of the things Pop does are very just smart and simplistic and fundamental, and hopefully we've brought some of that to Milwaukee.
Do you have an expectation as to when you might see Malcolm back on the court?
You know, I think we're still, you know, a significant ways away. You know, I think he's making great progress. It's you know, I think there's, you know, we're going to have to make it through the first round without him. And, you know, then I think there'll start to be, you know, when will he make it back after that? And, you know, he's just, his body will tell us, his foot will tell us, that the medical staff here, which is incredible. You know, but we're going to have to do some work without, I'm sure. And when appropriate and when healthy, you know, I know he's going to be excited to come back and join us.
Is Pat Connaughton your version of Darvin Ham when he was back here in 2000, 2001?
Well, I don't know if anybody could be as popular as Darvin Ham. So Pat Connaughton, I think, is making a run for it, but I think he's like got to be the vice president of, you know, the most popular, you know, guy in Milwaukee behind Darvin is the president. So,
yeah.
But he's got such great energy, and the way he plays, I think, you know, his teammates love him, the fans love him, no doubt the coaching staff, myself. It's just, you know, he's got this infectious way about him, and certainly he's playing really well here recently, shooting the ball, you know, at a high rate, and just doing so many winning things. So. No, he's been a great ad this summer.
I got to ask you, going into the offseason, you know, probably before you were hired, we were talking about, you know, Jabari Parker and Bledsoe, and there was talks of selfishness and such. And we just had Eric on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour last week, and we were talking to him about that. He said, you know what, it just took me a time to kind of get acclimated to the guys. So what has been the difference in Bledsoe's game that you could see? Because last year there was the question of selfishness, and he didn't really show up in the postseason. This year he has been nothing but money. Last night was just a kind of a microcosm of what we've seen all season long. What has made him a better player?
Well, you know, I can really only speak for what you know, this group and what Eric has done, you know, from the, you know, first day I got the job and all throughout the summer. You know, he had one of his best summers, if not his best summer as a pro, as far as being in the gym, working on his game, working on his shot, just working on his body. And I think, you know, I think he's really just embraced, you know, one of the things we talked about a little bit ago is, you know, how he can impact the game defensively is just, for me, is really, really unique and special and something I kind of haven't seen at that position. And so I think, you know, to be put in a, hopefully an environment that he's taught me, or, you know, between he and I, it's like we have this fun game, like, to figure out, you know, what can you do next and what more can we, you know, you kind of take advantage of all that God gave you. And so I think he's just having a lot of fun being just a great defender and really kind of being the head of our, you know, of that kind of end. And then I think, you know, playing faster and playing more free and everybody playing unselfishly. You know, it's like I don't know about the past and I really don't care, but I would say, you know, Eric's playing unselfishly, Giannis is playing unselfishly, Chris is playing. It's a big one of our core kind of principles and values. And if you're not doing it, you know, your teammates are probably going to call you on it. The coach might call you on it. And it's just, it's something that I think has put Eric in a great position to really be his best, and, you know, really happy for him and going to keep pushing him. I think he can be even better going forward.
Okay. I'm being told that the next time you're down Calderon, have you had the Bill Michaels yet?
No, I didn't know such a thing existed.
Oh, see, now you haven't been invited into the secret room now, Coach. So what you need to do is you go to Alex, and you go to Alex and say, I need the Bill Michaels. He'll know exactly what it is, to put the menu away, and you have that. Try that, and you let me know how it is, okay?
All right, I'll probably never need a menu again.
It's always good to see you. It's always good to talk to you. Hopefully the next time we break bread, we're not watching a naked bike ride, okay?
Okay, I'm good with that. All right.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
there you go. Coach Budenholzer joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.